From Feature Story News in Hong Kong, I'm Caroline Malone. China is delaying the release of key economic figures, which were supposed to be put out this week as leaders gather for the Communist Party Congress. President Xi Jinping is likely to progress to a historic third term in office by the end of the meetings and has touted economic growth as a key success of his leadership. FSN's Patrick Fok reports from Beijing.
The National Bureau of Statistics gave no reason for postponing the data release, nor did it provide a new timeline. But it comes as China's ruling Communist Party convenes in Beijing for its 20th National Congress. Economic analysts say the delay could point to ugly Q3 growth data when the party is focused on highlighting its achievements. China's economy has been hobbled by President Xi's signature zero COVID policy. It's also battling an unprecedented crisis in its real estate sector. The IMF last week cut its growth forecast for the world's second largest economy to 3.2%, its weakest in four decades, with the exception of the initial outbreak of COVID-19 in 2020. Patrick Fok, Beijing.
Japan's government is launching its first ever investigation into the controversial Unification Church after months of scandal. Revelations of links between the government and the religious group have seen cabinet's approval ratings drop to their lowest level this year. FSN's Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Nearly half of the MPs in Japan's ruling party have some connection with the church, which is alleged to have questionable methods of obtaining donations and attracting followers. A government hotline set up last month has received more than 1,500 calls from people concerned about the group. And a Consumer Affairs Committee has questioned its methods of receiving money, which allegedly include selling household items for exorbitant prices in so-called spiritual sales. It'll be the first time the government ever questions a religious group and could lead to stripping the church of tax benefits and possibly its dissolution in Japan. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
The US midterm elections are 3 weeks away and a new poll is giving Republicans the edge. A survey by the New York Times found the economy is by far the top issue on voters' minds, which Republicans have been campaigning on. FSN's US correspondent Gabrielle Fami reports.
49% of voters said they plan to vote Republican, compared with 45% for Democrats. It's a shift from last month's poll, when Democrats led Republicans by 1 point. With stubborn inflation, the share of voters who said the economy was the top concern has jumped to 44%, much higher than any other issue. And voters worried about the economy favored Republicans by more than a 2-to-1 margin. The Democrats currently control the House of Representatives by a small margin, but losses in the midterms could tip the balance in favor of the Republicans, making it even harder for President Joe Biden to get his agenda through.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking today at some extraordinary developments in the world of Indian politics. The opposition Congress Party, long dominated by members of the Gandhi family, will soon elect a new leader, and for the first time in decades, the two candidates vying for the post are not related to Sonia Gandhi, the widow of slain Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi. She has dominated the party since his killing. The choice of a new leader is critical ahead of India's next general election next year, and it pits former UN official Shashi Tharoor, who is 66, against Mallikarjun Kharge, an 80-year-old member of the country's upper house. FSN's Delhi correspondent Ishan Garg with more.
One of the biggest things the new chief will have to do is to build a strong consensus among different opposition parties. Analysts say that the Indian National Congress is not at its strongest at the moment, and therefore they will have to enter into a coalition with several regional parties as well. But whoever of the two is elected, they will face the mammoth task of competing against Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whose approval ratings have not dipped below 65% in the past 2 years.
The Gandhis claim they are neutral, but it is widely believed that they oppose the candidacy of Shashi Tharoor. The leadership election is central to any chance Congress may have to form the next Indian government. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And the main news again. China delays the release of economic growth figures, expected to be some of the weakest since 2020. The Japanese Prime Minister orders a probe into a leading church linked to former leader Shinzo Abe and his assassination. And in the United States, more people say they intend to vote Republican than Democrat in the midterm elections in 3 weeks' time, according to a new poll. There's more from us on Twitter at Feature Story. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Caroline Malone reporting.